for 30 minutes. So we can start the recording now.
Yeah.
So welcome, Catherine. Welcome, Laureen. Very good to have you with us in the GAC, and we know the work of the PSWG is very important. We're very happy with all the input and the expertise you can give us on various issues, including something called GDPR, but I guess we'll talk about that later as well. So I'm going to give the floor to you. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Guylain, also for your kind words, and thank you, GAC members. I noticed the beautiful weather outside and admire even more your stamina in this room, so thanks for taking the time to listen to us now. We have a couple of updates that we want to run you through. Laureen and I, and also a few other colleagues who will join us up here in a minute, because there's a lot of points and we're trying to keep up with the schedule, we want to cover 6 points very briefly with you. News on the co-chair situation. As you know, I'm currently the only co-chair. PSWG work plan. An update on the intersessional meeting that we held in Brussels just a few weeks ago. A brief update on the efforts of the Public Safety Working Group in abuse mitigation. And on the privacy proxy services accreditation work. And then finally, we just want to touch upon the issue that Guylain already kindly mentioned, the GDPR, who is... challenge that we're tackling together jointly. So without further ado, let's launch into the first point. Next slide, please. So as you're aware, since our founding chair, Alice Manua from the African Union Commission, stepped down quite a while ago, I've been the only co-chair and have much enjoyed explaining how I'm the only co-chair for a while. Of course, we had to fix that situation. And as you may remember, at the last GAC meeting, we shared with you our proposed selection criteria for a new co-chair of the GAC Public Safety Working Group, which a number of you commented on and for which we received endorsement. Now, based on those criteria, we have tried to identify, or we have asked for volunteers to step forward who fulfill these criteria. And I was extremely happy when Laureen Capon from the U.S. Federal Trade Commission stepped forward as a candidate. She's, as you're all aware, has already made extraordinary contributions to the work of the GAC, not the least in very ably representing the GAC on the Consumer Trust Consumer Choice and Competition Working Group and Review Team, where she led one of the teams drafting the report and recommendations, which are of fundamental importance also for the subsequent GTLD rounds. And she's been leading efforts on the very complex issue of the GDPR and WHOIS. So appointing her as co-chair simply sort of serves to officialize the unofficial leadership role she's been fulfilling for a while. She's received endorsement from the GAC Public Safety Working Group, and I'm very glad to welcome her and to work alongside her as fellow co-chairs. So that's our first very happy news. Thank you, Laureen, for volunteering. We're very much looking forward to having you as the co-lead. Then I wanted to provide just a very brief update on the intersessional meeting that the Public Safety Working Group held together with European law enforcement representatives in Brussels just a few weeks ago. It was a very successful meeting with more than 60 participants, including experts from law enforcement from 25 of the European Union member states and 3 associated countries, and also my colleagues from the data protection side of the European Commission. And we basically did a sort of impact assessment of what the interim compliance models that ICANN has put forward would mean for law enforcement and how those could be implemented in such a way as to not negatively impact the necessary possibilities for law enforcement to access information for their investigations. We also updated the group on our efforts on domain name system abuse mitigation, and we had an opportunity to discuss the Public Safety Working Group work plan and outreach efforts to make sure that also for those stakeholders who cannot regularly travel to meetings but who have important points in the game, that there is a good way to participate in our work and to provide input at key junctures so that we have representative input from all the various countries. And there were some very good ideas raised in that meeting. Now, in terms of outcomes from that meeting, we have two concrete products. First of all, we identified a number of specific needs for law enforcement access to the WHOIS that can serve as a basis to guide our efforts in making sure that the interim model, first of all, and then also the more permanent efforts on the redesign of the policy match public security needs when it comes to law enforcement access. And then secondly, we updated the Public Safety Working Group work plan with concrete proposals on how we can better cooperate with law enforcement practitioners, especially also from outside the usual ICANN meeting participation. And then moving on to the next point on our agenda. Next slide, please. We have the Public Safety Working Group work plan, which Loreen will present to us, please.
And this was in your briefing materials, so I'm not going to go over it in elaborate detail. I will commend it for your reading pleasure. And what I'll do now is I will just give you some of the big buckets of activities that we're going to be focusing on. As we've had sessions and discussed during many previous meetings, developing DNS abuse and cybercrime mitigation capabilities is a priority for us. And we're happy to note that ICANN has several work streams and initiatives currently that are really working on both gathering data regarding DNS abuse and also making that public for the community. And it's our hope that that additional information will help drive policy efforts, that the policy efforts will actually be informed by that information about where the hot spots are in terms of DNS abuse, in terms of repeat offenders, and in terms of effective steps to take to combat those bad behaviors. So that's one of our continuing priorities, and it's in our work plan. Regarding the topic that is very much in ICANN news these days, the WHOIS and the Next Generation Registry Directory Services, that is another priority for us. It's very vital that we ensure that this information, which is so key to protect the public by law enforcement and by private actors working on security and preventing cybercrime, to continue to make sure that this information is maintained and available and also fully complies, of course, with applicable laws, including the GDPR. So we want to continue that access. Accuracy is always an issue, and in fact, the GDPR has obligations regarding data accuracy, so that is also something on our radar screen. Third bucket is to make sure that we ourselves, as the Public Safety Working Group, are effective and resilient, and in that regard, we are constantly working on self-improvement, dedicated to the art of self-improvement, and we welcome your feedback, and in particular, we are trying to recruit people to take ownership and leadership on various issues that are priorities for us. So you don't always hear from the same people on the same issues. And when we're out of commission, the PSWG isn't out of commission because we have a deep bench. Like any good sports team, we need a deep bench. We're working on recruiting people. And indeed, our recent meeting in Brussels was very reassuring because we had over 60 participants. And it shows us that there's a lot of interest and commitment out there. And we just need to make sure people have an effective way to participate, separate and apart from coming to these meetings, which can be very resource intensive and expensive. And finally, A related point for four is to continue to expand our membership in the Public Safety Working Group. And also, ICANN is a multi-stakeholder organization, so we want to make sure that we actually are very mindful of reaching out to the different stakeholder groups in the community and having a dialogue to figure out where we may have differences. And if there are paths for common ground and ways to resolve those differences. So that is also our priority. So that's just a brief overview of the big picture issues in our work plan. And again, the whole nitty-gritty, longer chapters of that is in your briefing materials, and we're happy to discuss it with you face-to-face or answer any questions about that.
Thank you, Laureen. And one key opportunity for that will, of course, be at the Public Safety Working Group meeting on Tuesday morning, where you can provide further input. But, of course, we also welcome your comments, if any, via email or stop any of us around the GAC when you have a chance. Now on to abuse mitigation. Here, in view of time, I'll just provide a very quick update. You have been following the work and the various cross-community sessions that have taken place on DNS abuse reporting. Laureen has already highlighted that there's some very promising work coming out of that also on the ICANN organization side in the form of the abuse reporting tool, the DAR, that will hopefully generate reliable and detailed information on abuse rates, on specific issues with abuse, and that can then enable feedback both to help evaluate existing policies and their effectiveness, and also to be able to design policies for any subsequent rounds that more effectively address abuse. And of course, one really key aspect in that work has been the work of the Competition Consumer Choice and Consumer Trust review team, which has provided detailed recommendations also related to DNS abuse in its draft final report, on which the GAC commented in detail. And another workstream related to that is on the is the ICANN Consumer Safeguards Initiatives, where we are working also with the Consumer Safeguards Director to see what other opportunities exist to further improve the implementation of the existing policies and make sure that DNS abuse is prevented as much as possible and, where it appears, is mitigated quickly, and its effect on consumers and users of the domain name system is reduced. And in one work stream that we will that we expect to follow up on here also in the near future, we have to say that given ongoing work on the who is and GDPR, this has sort of taken a back seat for the last couple of months. But one work stream that we want to pick up again was one that you welcomed at the last ICANN meeting, namely the idea of designing a set of abuse mitigation principles that would govern GAC policy input on measures for abuse mitigation, that would set out for the community what the public policy expectations are in terms of effective action on abuse mitigation. And with that, we can move to the fifth point, which is the update on privacy proxy services. And I'm not sure whether Pete is in the room and wants to provide an update on this. So I see him waving from the back. I guess that means he's in the room but doesn't want to provide an update on this. Maybe so what we should focus on here is basically this is the implementation of the policy development process that had concluded in January 2016. And the reason that implementation has been taking a long time is that also in the GAC there were a number of concerns related to the outcome of that policy development process, namely as concerns the use of privacy proxy services by commercial entities in particular. So should a commercial entity that offers services for transactions online be able to benefit from privacy and proxy services, or should that entity be forced to have its name publicly available? That was one issue that the GAC raised. And then the second issue related to law enforcement access to that data. If an individual uses privacy and proxy services, how can law enforcement discover who is behind a given domain, who is behind the privacy and proxy service? And those issues have been discussed in detail during the implementation team. And one of the remaining open issues that we're currently looking at in that work stream is a disclosure framework for law enforcement access. And the main sticking point here is whether or not there is a possibility to provide for an emergency procedure by which law enforcement can have access to privacy and proxy services data within a 24-hour period. So if there's an urgent need, for example, because there is a danger to life or limb, to identify who is behind a name, who is behind a domain name, and the actual name of the registrant is shielded by a privacy and proxy service, does that privacy and proxy service have to provide a response within a 24-hour time frame? And that is still a contentious issue. We're having another meeting here to try and make headway on that point. And if that is closed, we can advance. There is a detailed draft accreditation agreement already in place. And you can see the timeline on the slide. So there should be the launch, an imminent launch of a public comment period where all participants in the community can weigh in again on the work of the implementation team. And then hopefully in August, the finalized program would be announced in good time for implementation before the current interim arrangements run out. So that's where we stand on this issue. And then to round out our update, we have the GDPR Whoist, our favorite topic of the moment, which we very much appreciate the strong leadership of Guilain and Manal on, because it is a key issue from a public policy perspective. And we want to thank you all again for your active participation in the recent very last-minute phone calls. I think it really speaks to the capabilities of the GAC, that the GAC was able to provide detailed comments on a document within 1 week from its publication, namely the proposed interim model. So that's something that I think we can all be proud of. And that shows that this issue is not just important to the GAC, but that the GAC is able to come to a common position in such a short amount of time when it is important. So you won't be surprised to see that the GAC, the GDPR and Whois issue continues to dominate the ICANN agenda at this meeting. We've highlighted a number of the sessions for you where this will be discussed, starting with the big cross-community session tomorrow, where the whole of the community is invited to discuss the interim model, and the GAC and the business community have taken the leadership in organizing that session. We expect that it will also come up at the public forum. And then there's a number of other sessions, of which we just want to highlight three in particular. On Tuesday, there will be a possibility for us in the morning to discuss the GDPR issue following the public session and the cross-community session, and to review in detail the proposed compliance models. And then at the end of day on Tuesday, there will be the GAC meeting with the ICANN board, at which we might want to flag certain points where especially the more detailed reasoning that ICANN has put out on the same day on which we submitted our comments, where that does not yet quite fit with the comments, or where we would see further need for elaboration. And we will share these slides with you and invite you to see to what extent you or a member of your delegation can attend the various meetings to gauge where the community stands on this very important issue. In particular, we think that in view of the fact that this model will still need to be implemented, the final decision on this must be imminent. So this week really is crucial from the point of view of providing the last input from the public policy side on how the interim model can be fine-tuned and how we can deal in particular with the interim period before a fleshed-out accreditation system is developed. But we'll have more opportunities to get into this, and I'll just looking to Laureen to see whether you'd like to add any points on this.
No, I think you've said it.
Okay, so that concludes our very quick run through our updates. Now, we didn't stop for questions in the between the different points, but we would very much invite your comments on any of these points now. And yes, thank you very much for pulling up that agenda slide again. So if there's any comments from among the GAC members, I return the floor to Bila.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much, Catherine and Loring, for this update. I think it was a great opportunity for us to glimpse into the wide range of activities and the intense work plan of PSWG. So thank you very much. We're very happy to now have Lorraine as a co-chair of PSWG. So thank you so much for that and for your involvement in the issue of GDPR, who is compliant. So now we're going to open the floor. If you have any questions or comments, I have on my list, I have Norway, I have China. Is there anybody else? Okay, so please, Norway, go forward, and then China. Thank you.
Thank you. And thank you for the briefing on the ongoing PSWG work. And I would just like to comment on the importance of organizing, as you said, face-to-face meeting on public safety, also outside of the ICANN meetings, because it very much appreciated, and it gives a good opportunity for other parties than the GAC representatives as such to attend and to be focused especially on the public safety and abuse questions in the DNS. So thank you very much for the effort you have done on that. Thank you.
Thank you, Gillian. First, I would like to congratulate Lorraine on your status as one of the co-chairs of the working group. Really looking forward to your leadership in the following processes in the working group. And second, in terms of the work plan of PSWG, I find this document is wonderful. It's a well-prepared document. But it will be good if perhaps you can include in this document your meeting plan. Perhaps you are planning for some workshops or intersessional sessions between ICANN meetings. So if you have the meeting plan, every other GAC members can plan their trip in further before the timeline.
Thank you. That's an excellent point. Our meetings have been somewhat ad hoc, and when I say that, I mean that they haven't, our in-person intersessional meetings haven't occurred on a regular schedule, but what we've tried to do and what we'll continue to do is that as soon as we have a plan for a meeting, we publicize that so that people can participate. But I think your suggestion that that we plan perhaps things a little more regularly for perhaps a regular intersessional meeting, for example, to occur at to occur periodically, that is an excellent suggestion, which we will take on board. So thank you.
Okay, thank you, Lorraine. Is there any other delegation that wishes to take the floor to ask questions or make comments on the work of PSWG? Okay, I see none. Well, Catherine and Lorraine, do you want to wrap up or make any more remarks? No? Okay, well, thank you very much for coming. Congrats again, and we are very happy to have you and see you on Tuesday morning.